Los mismos profesores, la misma calidad, la misma intensidad, pero ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupobaugan.com. Máster en inglés profesional de Vaughan.
Hello, hello, my amigos. Welcome one, welcome all. It's time for the show with no name exclusively on Vaughn Radio, where we've been coming at you live for the past 13 seasons. That's right, this is our 13th season. O como diríamos en inglés, el phrasal verb, we're going on our 13th season. And if you guys are familiar with the famous musical, The Sound of Music, there's a famous song, I am 15 going on 17. No, well, it's obviously, it's got to be 16 to 17, right? Soy, tengo 16 años y voy para 17. I am 16 going on 17. So going on, we're going on our 13th season now, and it's incredible the fact that this show and Vaughn Radio keeps growing. And, well, I always say a big part of that is thanks to our listeners. So thank you so much, listeners / viewers, espectadores. Yeah, well, it used to be just something you could listen to, but now, thanks to social media, thanks to modern technology, you guys can watch the show with no name every single day, and that's over at Vaughn's Instagram. It's Grupo_Vaughn. Remember, if you're not following Vaughn on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, well, I highly recommend you do that ASAP, because, well, you're going to learn from their posts. You'll find out about special deals, and the best way to really be surrounded by English, rodeado, surrounded by English, is to have it everywhere. So if you're on Facebook, when you open Facebook, you'll see a little mini English lesson. If you open Instagram, you'll see a post by me explaining some vocabulary or whatever. So make sure you're following a lot of different English accounts wherever you are. And this way, you're always going to get little tidbits. You guys call them píldoras. We say trocitos, tidbits of English tips and concepts. Remember, it's not just, we don't just teach you vocabulary, but we teach you structures, different grammar points, and things like that. So make sure you're following, and this way you get the full experience. And hello to all our Instagrammers who are joining us. Now, remember, though, if you want to participate on this show and the other shows, you don't have to be on Instagram. That's if you want to participate in real time. But you can participate whenever you listen to it. So it could be October 22nd, 2090, and you can still do the exercises. That's the way we design them. So join us, guys. It's every day. It's the show with no name, live on Vaughn's Instagram, also on the Vaughn Radio app. And if you want to listen to it, if you can't catch the show every day, one of our listeners and a lovely student named Rosa. We'll send Rosa a shout out this morning. She told me, well, she started working at this time and she can't tune in, so she listens via podcast. I'm sure many of you know who Rosa is, one of your fellow students and a fellow avgeek, una friki de la aviación. So let's send her and everybody who doesn't tune in live, those of you who listen via podcast, those of you who tune in on the Vaughn Radio app, hello, hello, hello. And we appreciate you just as much as the students who tune in every day live on Instagram. Remember, all of you are important to all of us. And when I say all of us, I'm talking about Richard Vaughn. Every morning you got him, 2 hours of Richard Vaughn. You got Fitz with No Excuses. You've got Tosh Pasqua with Back to Basics. And my buddy Kyle Miller with his program, Drive Time. That's every Monday through Friday, fresh content every single weekday. And then on Saturdays, we have Speaking Football with Ruben Palomero and our amigo Tommy Hay. And I was just telling you guys about AvGeeks. We were talking about Rosa. Those of you who are watching the video right now on Instagram, take a look. You'll see I have a new addition to my fleet, mi flota. I used to mix that word up and say flauta, which is flute. It's different. That's a flute, and this is my fleet. And if you guys will notice, I have the 747, the 747, the jumbo jet known as Air Force One. And that's thanks to my loyal friend, Roberto Leal. He really knows how to get me a special gift. And there it is, guys. So if you're watching, there is Air Force One behind me. And, my collection, I'm going to need another shelf, otro estante, for all these planes that I have here. And I'm getting a message here from our amigos on Instagram. And it seems it is one of our students' birthdays today. A very special student, a student who always participates and always does a fantastic job. It's Lupe's birthday. So happy birthday to you, Lupe. I see everybody's wishing you a happy birthday. Let me wish you a happy birthday too. And 50 Cent.
Go shorty, it's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip the card like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck, it's not your birthday. You'll find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the X. I'm in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex.
Happy birthday to you. I hope you have a lovely day. And what, you know what? I gotta say, Lupe, you are a lucky duck because, if your birthday's on a Monday, it's not the same. Let's be honest. Okay, we've all had Monday birthdays, Friday birthdays. There's nothing in the world like a Friday birthday because you got the whole weekend. So enjoy your birthday weekend, Lupe, and many more, to many, many more. For she's a jolly good fellow. Pues fellow es para tíos, so that's a weird one. In English, it's he's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow, and nobody can deny. But happy birthday to you, Lupe. Pleasure. Thank you for spending your birthday here with us. And you know what we have to do, guys? We have to lift off. Tenemos que despegar. So fasten your seatbelts. Abrochad esos cinturones because we're off. Nos vamos.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Lift off.
Get ready. Hold on to your hats. Strap on your seatbelt. Fasten your seatbelt. Hold on to your hat. Get ready for the ride of your life. The show with no name. It's show with no name time.
That's right, my amigos. We are officially airborne on today's intergalactic English journey, and should I say interactive intergalactic journey. Remember, this show requires interaction, just like any English class. You should be an active part of it. But I will remind you, if you want to participate in the challenges and you want us to read your comment, if you want to increase the odds, la probabilidad, well, then use a full sentence. Use a period at the end of the sentence. Start your sentence with a capital letter. You know the stuff they taught us when we were 5 years old? Well, let's keep doing that. Okay, guys? All right. Well, we've got so much to do. So why don't we kick off with a part that you know is coming. You just don't know which way it's coming or how it's coming. It's our pop quiz.
Quiz.
That's right, amigos. That's right. It is our pop quiz. Now, in Spanish, you say examen sorpresa. We call it a pop quiz. Why? Well, it makes sense. It pops up when you least expect it, right? To pop up, es surgir. Kind of makes sense, right? We use this a lot. If you guys have listened to my podcast, a lot of times when I remember a specific episode about drive-in movies, autocines, and I said they were popping up all over the United States. I think of those documentaries, you know, when you watch a documentary and they show you a map and it says, and then they started popping up everywhere. It makes sense, doesn't it? All right, well, guys, let's take a look at today's pop quiz. Now, this morning, as I do at the end of each week, I post our FYI episode. Now, FYI, as many of you guys know, it's an independent project. It's a project I do aside from Vaughn, and I thank them for letting me spread the word here. Les doy las gracias, because it's not a conflict of interest or anything. As I always tell you guys, follow Vaughn, follow other teachers, follow as many, you know, people as you can. You know, use as many resources as are available to you. You know, there's no, we're not in competition with anyone. I don't feel like Vaughn Radio has any, I feel like Vaughn Radio is its own entity, right? But every week, as you guys know, I self-produce, autoproducir, I self-produce a podcast. Every week we delve into, indagamos, we delve into a different topic. Now, last week we looked at Valentine's Day, and this week we are on Route 66, the Mother Road, as we call it. It's one of its many nicknames. And if you want to find out the nicknames, the other nicknames, well, just listen to the episode. If you guys haven't subscribed, you can subscribe wherever you listen to your Vaughn shows. We're there. It's For Your Inglés. And remember, this is now the 37th episode. 37 capítulos. So there are a lot of different topics that we've looked into. And, well, if you want to give it a listen, wherever you listen to podcasts, you'll find it. So wherever you listen to the show with no name, whether it's Apple Podcasts, iVox, also on Spotify. I know a lot of you guys use Spotify. Just search for Your Inglés. And this week, I'll take you down Route 66. So in today's post, I put, life has many twists and turns. Now, this is a great expression. Twists, giros, right? La vida da muchos giros, I think you would say. Twists, no? Twist is cuando algo se retuerce. And turns, giros. So life has many twists and turns. I think everybody will agree with me, especially after, you know, what happened in March 2019. Nobody was expecting that. Okay. So life has many twists and turns. Then I said there are many bends and forks in the road. A bend is another way of saying a curve, una curva, right? A bend in the road, a curve in the road. And then I said there are many forks in the road. And the word fork is bifurcación. Sí, es tenedor también, pero es bifurcación. So life has many twists and turns. Y lo usamos poético también, ¿no? Figurativamente. So we'll say, oh man, I'm at a fork in the road. Right now, estoy en un, no tengo que tomar una decisión. I'm at a fork in the road. So, some good vocabulary just in the post. We look into this vocabulary deeper in the episode, of course. So, life has many twists and turns. There are many bends and forks in the road. And then I quote Aerosmith, life's a journey, not a destination. Life's a journey, es un viaje, not a destination. So, we might as well. Now, you need to use this. If you're not using this, might as well as, pues, ya que estamos, no perdemos. ¿Por qué no? Es como un por qué no, ¿no? So we might as well enjoy the ride. Disfrutar del viaje, del camino. So I said, pack your backpacks. Backpack is mochila, right? And here's the word I'm looking for. And then I said, y súbete al coche. What I want you guys to show me is that you know what this word is and that you can use it in context. So I said, pack your backpacks and we're going to hit the open road. Now, to hit the road, is marcharse. Think about it, that song, Hit the Road, Jack. So we're going to hit the open road. The open road is la carretera abierta, right? It's not the city roads. On a radical, now you're thinking radical, porque es radical. Is it like extremist? No, also in the United States, radical has a secondary meaning. If something is rad or radical, it's a bit antiquated, but people will say it, oh, that's radical. If you hear it in that sense, it means very cool. Okay. On a radical retro road trip on Route 66. And, so what is that word? I gave you guys a word to say, súbete, subidos al coche. How did I say that? And again, what I want you to show me is not just that you know the word, because that's good. It's good that you know the word. But what I really want to know is if you know how to use it in context. Because you don't know how, everybody, if I ask you, everybody I know knows the word wait, espera, right? Pero empleas el for cuando lo usas? Porque eso es muy importante, right? The same way, it's not the same to look at something than to look for something. See what I mean? So prepositions are very important that you learn when you learn a new verb. The important thing is learn how it's used in a sentence. And then, of course, as I always tell you guys, if you can, when you can, it's vocalize, right? Say it aloud in voz alta, because that's so important. That will take this and make it more of a, not just a listening exercise, but it'll make it a speaking exercise. Okay, let's see. Let's see if you guys got it over here. Born to Iron Man says, hey, buddies, come on, hop in my car and let's go for a ride. Excellent, dude. Hop in my car. So it's hop in. Súbete. Hop es saltar, right? And my daughter knows this word. You know how? When I say, Lara, what does the bunny do? Bunny es conejito. And she goes, hop, hop, hop. It's so cute. It's so cute. Hop, hop, hop. So hop in, salta, no, salta, súbete, hop in. Guys, come on. We're going for a ride. Y me gusta el come on, born to Iron Man, el C apostrophe M-O-N, muy americano. Come on. Hey, buddies, come on, hop in my car and let's go for a ride. Victor says, get in. Yeah, that's good, but you're not using it in context there. Remember, guys, if you just tell me a word, it doesn't show me anything. It shows me that you know some vocabulary words. It doesn't show me that you know how to use them. And that's really what interests me and what should interest you. Not knowing a lot of words, but knowing how to use a lot of words, right? I could have let me give you another example. I could have the best toolbox, caja de herramientas. I could have the best toolbox in the world. But if I don't know how to use the drill, and I don't know how to use some of those, you know, advanced, tools, well, those tools don't do me any good. No me sirven de nada, right? Let's see. Valerie says, hop in the car. We are going to the beach. Valerie, what time are you picking me up? Oh, man. Sorry. Hey, let me tell you something. Born to Iron Man, I was going to hop in with you, but I think I'm going to hop in with Valerie. I'll give you another expression in contexto. Valerie, the beach is not exactly a hop, skip, and a jump from Madrid. And a hop, skip, and a jump is como a tiro de piedra. So I said, no está exactamente cerca. If something is a hop, skip, and a jump from la preposición, from somewhere, it means that it's close. So there's another use of that word, hop, right? So Valerie, yeah, what time are you picking me up? There's a good word to use with cars too, to pick up and to drop off, right? You pick up you drop your kids off at school in the morning and you pick them up in the afternoon. Well, is that part optional? Lupe says, hop in the car. We are visiting our fear-ridden's. I imagine you wanted to say friends. Well, if you're throwing a party, Lupe, we're going to your house today. So let's see. Jasmine, you're going to be late in school. Great. Jasmine, see why I want you guys to use full sentences? You're going to be late to school. So the everybody, guys, that's not just Jasmine. All of you, write down, I'm going to be late to la expresión. I'm going to be, my mother says, Alberto, not anymore, but the old Alberto, my mother used to say, you're going to be late to your own funeral, right? You're going to be late to your own funeral, okay? Marta says, what does hop on mean? There are hop on and hop off buses, right? Well, I thought I just explained that. Maybe this is an old comment. Hop on, right? So a hop off is obviously, but hop off, Now, wait, let me explain something. You guys are talking about a bus. That's why it's on and off. We're talking about a car. Remember, we use def. This is English, guys. So if it's a bus, I mean, bus drivers don't normally say hop on. You know what I mean? But yes, those buses, great observation, are called hop on, hop off. Now, we don't drive buses around. We drive cars. So it's hop in and hop out of the car. See? So great question. Excellent observations. Let's see. Annick says, can I give you a lift? Ooh, excellent. Great vote. You guys are really showing me that you know how to use it here. Can I give you a lift? ¿Te puedo llevar a algún sitio? Can I give you a lift or can I give you a ride? Muy, muy buena, Annick. Excellent. Come on, hop in the car. Excellent. Excellent, Smithers. All right. So guys, hop in. As I always tell you on the show with no name, hop in because we're going on an exciting journey here. So, excellent job in the first section, but it's time to move on to say what? Say what? What? That's right, folks. That's right. It's the say what soundbite only on the United States. ¿Ves? Estoy pensando en el Air Force One y only on Vaughn Radio. But yes, the show's also available in the United States. I know because my dad and other people tune in from the United States. So a shout out to all my country folk, todos mis paisanos, who tune in as well. Also, be careful. Mina, you put, I hoped. Now, this is really good. See why I want you guys to use full sentences? Because I can help you that way. If you don't, I can't help you. And so she says, I hoped in. Buenísimo, porque se me ha olvidado. Excellent. Tiene dos P's. So hop tiene una P. Pero cuando ponemos una ED o una ING en el gerundio, se duplica la P. Okay, so because if not, it's I hoped. So I hoped he would hop in the car. Okay, hope has one P and hopped has two P's. Okay, so, but great. See, I wouldn't have remembered to tell you that if Mina hadn't reminded us. So guys, this is why I want you guys to, I don't want you to half-ass it. No quiero que lo hagamos a medio gas. Because if you really try and, you know, express yourself in English, well, then I can really guide you in the right direction. But if you just tell me one word like, American man, and I'm just like, okay, wow. Wow. You're very impressive. That's how you communicate? American man? Good. Big. It sounds a little bit like a Neanderthal. All right. So let's take a look, guys. It's today's Say What soundbite. I got to tell you something. Don't hate me. Don't hate me. Okay. Usually I'm really nice. Normalmente soy muy bueno con vosotros. But today, no. Hey, at least I'm honest. At least I admit it. You guys are going to suffer today. You are going to suffer with today's Say What soundbite. But the good news is that the harder Say What soundbite is, the easier it's going to be for you to understand all kinds of different accents, tones, cadences, paces when people are speaking, because obviously there isn't one universal English out there. As I said, I sometimes have difficulty understanding Scottish people or certain Australian people. It takes me a minute. I'm like, whoa. Even some British people, you know, in some small towns, I'm like, what the hell language is he speaking? It doesn't even sound the same. In fact, even if you turn off the voice and you just watch the people move in their mouth, it doesn't even look, those people moving their mouth don't even look the same as me moving my mouth. That's language. That's what makes it interesting. I think a perfect parallel of that is when we compare Spanish that is spoken in South America, in Latin America, to Spanish that is spoken in Spain, Castilian Spanish. There are many differences. And if you don't think so, go over there and say, cogí el autobús. Yeah, go see if they laugh at you. They're like, you fucked the bus? Hey, I remember how I learned that. I was working in Los Angeles with some Mexican guys. And I was like, el tío, he was like, in español, he's like, ¿cómo llegaste hoy? I was like, cogí el autobús. They were like, I'm like, what? They're like, and I'm like, guys, what happened? They're like, you just said that you the bus. I was like, coger is not that. And they're like, yeah, in our country it is. I'm like, oh boy. So that's when I realized that all language is not universal. What I try and do here on the show is always teach you English that you're going to hear anywhere and everywhere. I try and make sure the English I teach you is pertinent. It's current, actual. And if it isn't, I'll tell you as well. Because sometimes we'll say things that are antiquated, such as the word groovy. Ooh, groovy. Que chachi peruli. But we say it like jokingly, you know. Okay, well, guys, let's listen to the Say What soundbite. As I said, it's going to be really tough. But I want to get your feedback. I want your observations. So let's hear it for the first time.
As your attorney, I advise you to rent a very fast car with no top. Mm-hmm. And you'll need the cocaine. Tape recorder for special music. A couple of ghost shirts. Get the hell out of LA for at least 48 hours. Blows my weekend. Because naturally, I'm going to have to go with you. And we're going to have to arm ourselves.
All right, folks, that was the Say What soundbite. I know you hate me, but we will listen to this momentarily. But right now, we have to go to our first commercial break. I can't believe it. The first part of the show has flown by, but we'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more. So stick around.
Don Quijote y Sancho Panza, Cleopatra y Marco Antonio, Adán y Eva, Romeo y Julieta, Vaughan y Disney. ¿Eh?
Sí, ya lo has oído. Vaughan y Disney siguen colaborando para que tus hijos aprendan inglés mientras se divierten. La magia de Disney con la calidad de Vaughan. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura tres meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class, and the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at GrupoVaughan.com. Hey guys, are you sitting around your home just wondering what to do? Well, why don't you sign up for Vaughan's English class via video conference? That's right. Now you can have the best teachers in the comfort of your own home. You'll get personalized attention because there's a maximum of only 6 students per class. Give us a call, 91-133-5831. Learn English with Vaughan via video conference classes. Sign up now.
A ver qué hay que grabar hoy. Curso de inglés online de Vaughan. Nuestros mejores profesores, vale. Menos de 30 céntimos al día.
Oye, menos de 30 céntimos al día. ¿Esto está bien? ¿Seguro? Vale, vale.
Quédate en casa. Venga, lo tengo. Aprende inglés desde casa con profesores Vaughan. Ahora, el curso de inglés online de Vaughan por solo 99 euros. Por menos de 30 céntimos al día, tendrás a nuestros mejores profesores en cualquier momento en tu casa. Richard Vaughan, Ximena Holiday, Kyle Miller, Alberto Alonso o Richard Brown te ayudarán a poner en forma tu inglés. Para más información, entra en la web cursodeinglesonlinevaughan.com e infórmate. Repito, cursodeinglesonlinevaughan.com. Quédate en casa con el curso de inglés online de Vaughan.
Menos de 30 céntimos al día, seguro, ¿no?
Sí, dígame.
Hi,
Hey, Pedro, this is Siobhan, your Vaughan teacher. Welcome to your telephone class.
Oh, hello, Siobhan. How are you doing today?
I'm great. So let's begin by reviewing the present perfect. Have you ever been to China?
No, I haven't.
¿No tienes tiempo de ir a clase? ¿Quieres que tu profesor Vaughan te dé clases por teléfono cuando mejor te venga? Entonces te va a gustar mucho nuestro nuevo programa de clases telefónicas de Vaughan. Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Por fin puedes disparar tu carrera profesional sin salir de casa. Máster en inglés profesional de Vaughan. Ahora, desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupovaughan.com.
Welcome back, my amigos. As always, we are having a good time. And before you know it, we're going to be reaching the end of the show. That's how it works because, well, time flies when you're having fun. So I want to say thank you to you guys for making my job, you know, what I have to do, my responsibility, my duty every day. Thanks for making it a pleasurable experience. Thanks for being awesome students and for, you know, adding so much as not just to my, you know, okay, you guys have added a lot to you know, Vaughan Radio, but many of you have added a lot to my life. I remember so many times that I was on vacation, you know, 2 or 3 weeks or something, and I was actually missing you guys. So, see? I'm sincere. I'm very sincere. As we say in English, I'm a straight shooter. Disparo hacia adelante. No, I'm a straight shooter. It's funny when I have some time off, I'm like, oh, I wonder how my students are doing. I hope they're still motivated. I hope they're still doing a good job. And, as many of you know, though, I never really take time off because even if I take some time off at Vaughan Radio, I'm always working on my personal projects. The podcast, I have also a subscription service, as many of you know. And a new project, which if you haven't seen it, check it out. It's on Instagram. And I know, well, many of you who are tuned in right now have Instagram. Go over to Laruca, who is Lara Alvarez, the TV presenter. And she's a friend of mine, a great person, fantastic person. And every week on her Instagram, you'll get a free, fun English class hosted by yours truly, un servidor. But it's not only English. This program, this thing that she started, this initiative, is called Aliados, Allies. And there's all kinds of stuff. There's a psychologist, very famous psychologist, Laura, who is on Televisión Española. I'm sure many of you know her. Personal trainers, yoga instructors. So really, it's all about bettering yourself, improving yourself. And Lara has opened up her platform, which is very cool because a lot of times people are selfish, egoista. It's human nature. It's the way it works. But sometimes, you know, I notice people are selfish. They won't give you a favorite or a retweet and eso no cuesta nada. So that's like the ultimate selfishness, I think, when somebody's like, I'm going to look at everybody's posts, but I don't favorite, I don't like them. That's a little bit, because, well, then you're showing that you're it's kind of weird. For me, it seems like people who do that are kind of stalkers. You know what I mean? People who like look at all your stuff, but they don't like any of it or anything like that. So, we see that sometimes. But the good thing is, Lara, she has offered her platform, you know, to help people really. And I think it's a great initiative. I started participating. We're on our third class. So next week we'll have our fourth class. So if you want to watch those, go over to Instagram, Laruca. Is follow Laruca and check out her Instagram TV. I recommend that you watch the episodes in order, okay? All right, so what do we have to do? We need to listen to today's Say What soundbite for the second time. All right, guys, I know it's really hard, but even if you get half of it, I'll be happy. All right? And I also, as always, I'm looking forward to your observations. So let's hear the Say What soundbite for the second time.
As your attorney, I advise you to rent a very fast car with no top. Mm-hmm. And you'll need the cocaine. Tape recorder for special music. A couple of ghost shirts. Get the hell out of LA for at least 48 hours. Blows my weekend. Because naturally, I'm going to have to go with you. And we're going to have to arm ourselves. So
the teeth.
All right, so I know what you're thinking. Alberto, there's a lot of background noise. Yeah, there's a lot of background noise in life. I always tell you guys, try talking to somebody who lives in New York City as they're walking down the street. It's really tough. I remember, you know, walking down the street in New York and trying to have a conversation on your cell phone was hard. Sirens and people shout. I mean, the decibel level is pretty high. Let's put it that way. There's a constant buzzing, a constant background noise in New York City. Arts says it's an American man speaking in a low voice. Okay, good. With quite a lot of background noise. He's describing his weekend and he spoke of a fast car without a top. And Art says, I am squeezing my neurons, my brain cells. Well, Arts, that's amazing. That is excellent. Really. You got a lot of it. You got a lot of it. So excellent effort there. Let's see. Marta Lima Limon says, I only understood myself. Pues a ver si dice la palabra myself. I don't know if he said, does he say myself in here? No sé si lo dice, lo estoy viendo. No veo la palabra myself. Are you sure, Marta? Oh no. Jasmine says, two guys are talking about closure. Oh, this is interesting. Closure, cuando acabamos una cosa en la vida, ¿no? Cerrar algo bonito y cerrarlo. They sound like Americans. Good job, Jasmine. Just remember, Americans, capital letter. Nationalities get a capital letter. Good. Excellent observations so far. Anik says, it's a male voice. He sounds like an American citizen. It comes from a movie. Yeah, I would say that too. When there's a lot of background noise like that, it sounds like a movie. He's saying something about renting, right? ING. He's saying something about renting a car and cocaine. Hmm, interesting. I think, Anix, you know what? If we look at these comments, we can put things together here. No podemos ir uniendo las piezas. Good job, guys. Let's see what Jaime has to say. Jaime says, I can barely hear a man trying to buy cocaine, con E al final. As Kyle Miller usually says, very Hig level. I don't know what Hig is. Let's see. Danny says, it sounds like an American guy talking about cocaine. That's all I got. Well, it sounds like a lot of you guys heard the illicit drug cocaine in there. So, okay, well, that's probably a good, I mean, I imagine that's some key information that'll give us some background, that'll tell us a little bit about what's going on. Let's see. Leonardo says, I think it is a movie. Like Anix, he says, I think it's a movie. The scene is located or takes place, right, in a club, in una discoteca, and two guys are whispering about some dark drug business. Ooh, I like it. Great vocabulary. I don't think they're talking about spending the weekend in Acapulco. Oh, so I guess I heard the word Acapulco in there too, but Leonardo's saying, no, they're not talking about the place Acapulco. Okay, interesting. These are all, guys, they're all very valid observations. Let's see. Natalia says he's an American guy talking about whatever he seems he can't even breathe. Talking about whatever, comma, but he seems like he can't even breathe or like he's out of breath, como decimos. Good. I like it. The birthday girl, Lupe, says, it sounds like an American man talking about cocaine. That's right. A lot of you heard that. Good. He said something about a weekend in Acapulco. So that's interesting because somebody, obviously he said something about Acapulco, Mexico, right? But Leonardo says he's not talking about the place and Lupe says he is talking about the place. Well, that's interesting. The good news, we're going to hear that two more times. So you have two more chances to at least analyze what you hear. Remember, even if you don't send us the whole thing, write down whatever you can by the fourth listen. And I'll tell you something. This one is not easy. On a scale of 1 to 10, this one's 11. Esto es subtítulos, por favor. Okay? So don't worry. Don't stress it. Don't be like, I don't understand anything in English. This guy's difficult to understand. Okay? So, but I like to, you know, up the ante from time to time. You know, I like to raise the bar, subir el listón de vez en cuando. Okay. And speaking of, it's time for our spelling bee, my amigos. As always, we're going to, take a look at, a few different things, six things to be exact. And I'm going to give you a list. So a list, you have to put commas in here. These are companies. So what does that mean? It needs to be capitalized, right? So if I put Microsoft, ¿empieza con mayúscula o minúscula? Okay, pues igual. Si esto es una empresa, con mayúscula, comas entre las palabras. Y también hay números hoy. So today we're raising the bar on every level. Are you ready? The first time, I'm flying through it. The second time, I will slow down considerably. The first word in today's spelling bee is S-P-A-N-A-I-R space 5022. The next one is K-L-M space 4805. The next one is P-A-N space A-M space 1736. The next one, AVIACO 118. The next one is BRITANNIA space AIRWAYS space BY226A. And the last one is B-I-N-T-E-R space M-E-D-I-T-E-R-R-A-N-E-O space 8261. Woo! that was a tough one there, huh? Jesus Christ. All right, so let's see if you guys got these. Some of you, Studio Wellness is smacking her head over there like, oh no. Don't worry, I'm going to repeat these in a moment. It's confusing when you've got numbers and letters in there. So you have to switch your brain really quickly. So let's see. I'll give you guys a minute or so to see if anybody got those on the first round. Remember, also, I'd like to know what they have in common, if you know that as well. So let's take a look here on Instagram. It looks like nobody got them. Oh, this is interesting today. Ooh, it seems like today is a show for my highest level students out there. All right, I'll give it another 10 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, going, gone. All right, guys, I'm going to repeat them for you again. Let's see if somebody can get all six of these. Remember, it's today we've got we're doing a number exercise and a spelling exercise. So are you ready? Here we go. The first word in today's spelling bee is S-P-A-N-A-I-R space 5022. The next word is K-L-M space 4805. I can't go, if I go slower than this, I'm not helping you, okay? The next one is P-A-N space A-M space 1736. The next one is A-V-I-A-C-O space 118. The next one is B-R-I-T-A-N N-I-A space A-I-R-W-A-Y-S space B-Y-226-A. And the last one in today's spelling bee is B-I-N-T-E-R space M-E-D-I-T-E-R R-A-N-E-O space 8261. All right, guys, there you go. Somebody's asking me if I know the alphabet, the Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Echo, Delta, Foxtrot. Yes. I'm a nerd. Remember, I'm an aviation geek. I always practice. You know how I practiced it? I practiced it by spelling everybody's names I know. So my wife, Delta, India, Alpha, November, Alpha. There's Diana. Mine is, Alberto is Alpha, Lima, Bravo, Echo, Romeo, Romeo, T. I got, what's T? I forgot T. See, I told you. I forgot those. All right. I don't know if anybody got them. A lot of you are catching that these are flight numbers because normally a flight number is like IB6433, right? So it's the call sign. It's the letters of the airline, la línea aérea, and then it's the flight number, right? Tango. Thank you. Es que hay dos bailes, Foxtrot and Tango. So let me see it. Let me try and do Alonso then. So Alonso is Alpha Lima. Oh, there's O. Damn it. I told you guys I practiced and I forgot it. Oh, which one was O? S is Sierra, right? Sierra is la S and O. Pues no puedo decir mi nombre ya, because I forgot the O. So, yeah, it takes some practice, I've got to say. All right, let's see if anybody got these over here. Let's see. It looks like Anix, it looks like you got them. Let's see. There's Jaime as well. Oscar is O. Thank you very much. Oscar. You say Oscar, we say Oscar. All right. Well, looks like we've got some winners over here. Now, I'm not too sure because there's a lot of stuff today. So I want you guys to check your answers. But excellent job, because as I see, only two people got it. Or gotten close to getting it. So excellent job over there, Anix and Jaime. Wow, impressive. Because yesterday, like seven people got it. And today, just two. So congratulations. Wow. Very impressive. Well, as many of you guys figured out, these are all aviation accidents. But more specifically, these are aviation accidents in Spain. That had to do with Spain. So the first one is Spanair. I remember Spanair. We used to fly sometime. I think we flew to Spain a couple times. My dad will know. I think my dad's on board right now. So, Dad, you can confirm or deny that. But I believe we've flown many times on Spanair. Well, Spanair flight 5022, you can say 5022 or you can say O when you're giving a phone number, because I imagine unless you're a pilot, you won't be giving call signs. You'll be giving phone numbers or confirmation details. So you can say O or zero. But I want to send a shout out really quick too, because we do have a lot of pilots that follow us and people who work in the aviation industry. So thank you so much for that. And if you ever want to take me up for a ride or take me in the cockpit, la cabina, I'm all for it. So Spanair flight 5022 was a scheduled domestic flight. Domestic es en un país, no sale del país, from Barcelona, El Prat, to Gran Canaria Airport via Barajas. So it went through Barajas, and the plane crashed right after takeoff at Madrid Airport. And it was a McDonnell Douglas MD-82, right? An MD-82. Now, this is interesting because these planes, you still see them, but it's not as common. How can I explain an MD-82 to somebody who doesn't know very much about aviation? A lot of planes have the engines under the wings. These don't. The engines are in the back. So if you've seen, they're usually used for regional flights, just like the CRJ. Like if you guys go to Canarias or you go to Almeria, usually, if you notice, the engines are on the back of the plane. And this is usually for what this type of aircraft is called, regional jets. Because you have regional jets, which are smaller. Then you have your single aisle, the un pasillo. And then you have your wide body. That's how we categorize commercial airliners. So you got your regional jets, you've got your single aisle aircraft, and you've got as well your wide body. Now, obviously my favorites, the wide body. Of course, I like the big boys. So yeah, 172 passengers and crew were on board. 154 perished. Right? To perish is to die. It was the only fatal accident for Span Air. If you guys remember, do you guys remember Span Air? I remember they were pretty popular. It was the company had a 25-year history. So it was the only one, the only fatal accident, for them in that 25-year history, which is actually really, really good. And, it was Spain's deadliest accident until the Avianca flight 011, which was a 747, the jumbo jet. You guys know that one, which was from Frankfurt via Paris, Madrid, Caracas to Bogota. So just remember, guys, we have it good now. Like before, if you wanted to go from Madrid to Bogota, or you wanted to go, you had to go through Frankfurt, then Paris, then, you know, you had to make a lot of stops along the way. So Avianca flight 011, another one. Now, the most famous one is the next two. I say one because it's one incident, but there were two planes involved, and I'm sure you know exactly which ones I'm talking about. I'm talking about KLM flight 4805, KLM, the Dutch carrier, and Pan Am flight 1736, a.k.a., also known as the Tenerife Airport Disaster. This is the deadliest aviation accident in history. There were 583 fatalities. That means 583 people perished or lost their lives that day who were going on vacation. Think about that. You know, you're like, yes, the next 2 weeks are going to be awesome. We're going to be in Spain, you know, on the islands. And they never made it. It never made it. And the worst part about Tenerife airport disaster was it was on the fucking ground. Because, you know, in the air, okay, well, you've got a lot of different factors up in the air, you know, tons of factors. You know, you could even lose communication up in the air. But on the ground? Really? And a lot of lessons, as with every aviation accident, a lot of lessons were learned that day. Unfortunately, 583 people had to die for that lesson to be learned. But they learned that communication should be universal. It shouldn't be, well, in this airport, we say it this way. At this control tower, we say it like this. Pilots from this country say it like this. It shouldn't be that way. It should be a universal, standard way of speaking. And, I don't have to tell Spaniards about that day. It was a very tragic day when KLM flight 4805, crashed against Pan Am flight 1736. And, there are images from that day, and the whole story is fascinating because, they weren't even supposed to land there. I mean, so I think it's, and you guys know my aviation stuff. I'm a nerd. This is one of the most talked about, accidents. There have been many aviation accidents, but this is probably one of the most discussed ones, no? Discutidos, que se habla de ellos. Discussed in a positive way. Argue is de manera rah, 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 and to discuss es tranquilamente. Like right now, we're discussing different plane incidents, right? Different crashes. To discuss, aquí, discutir, pero en plan tranquilo. The next one was Aviaco flight 118. Aviaco flight 118. It crashed in the village of Montrove. I don't know where that village is. Montrove. You guys familiar with that village? As I said, these are all incidents that happened in Spain. This was in 1973. They were attempting to land at Alvedro Airport. So this is in Galicia. Okay, in A Coruña, a city of A Coruña in northwest Spain. So they were trying to land, aterrizar at this airport, and there was heavy fog. Now the weather is, now we've got instruments that can see through the weather, thankfully. But back in the day, if you had inclement weather, you were, I mean, it was a little bit of luck too, you know, like, espero que podamos ver pronto. But now, I think the key is now we can rely on, instruments. And as my father said, the perfect storm, the Tenerife air disaster. Well, as somebody, absolutely, Dad, I couldn't agree more. As somebody who loves to study this topic of planes and plane crashes, it's something I've noticed all the time. It's never one thing. It is a series of events. It is a chain of events that goes wrong. So somebody misreads something. So the altimeter gives a bad reading. Then they misread that and then they do the wrong thing. And then that causes the plane to do something and then they have to correct that. It's a chain of events, usually. It's one thing that sparks a few different things. That's why they realized the importance of what is called CRM. And not only in airplanes, but crew resource management. And that means everybody on board is eyes and ears. Everybody on board is ready. Crew, CRM, crew resource management. It's something that's talked about a lot in the aviation industry because it's a lot of times if you do that, if you get that right, you can avoid an accident. And there are many cases. Like, check out, if you guys want to find one of the most interesting stories ever in aviation, check out the Gimli glider. The Gimli glider. Now, it wasn't a glider, but it became a glider. Glider is sin motor. So, amazing story of how crew resource management saved hundreds of lives that day. All right, well, guys, we need to go to a quick, I can't believe it, but we have to go to our second commercial break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the rest of these. Plus, we have much more challenges. So, stick around.
Estás escuchando.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
You're listening. You're listening.
Vaughan Radio.
Campamentos de inglés sin salir de España. Tus hijos hablarán inglés divirtiéndose, siempre acompañados de nuestros monitores Vaughan. Realizarán talleres, actividades, veladas nocturnas y todo ello en inglés. Infórmate sobre nuestros campamentos de verano en el teléfono 91-133-5832.
¿Quieres aprovechar el tiempo en esta nueva normalidad y resolver tu viejo problema con el inglés? Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional, ahora en modalidad de videoconferencia. Los mismos profesores, la misma calidad, la misma intensidad, pero ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupovaughan.com. Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan.
Prueba el método Vaughan con nuestro curso trimestral. Elige entre nuestra modalidad presencial o por videoconferencia. Y el resto, déjanoslo a nosotros. 3 meses de listening y speaking con los mejores profesores del mercado. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana. Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready? Start the class.
Haz una pausa y disfruta mejorando, aprendiendo con tu curso trimestral por videoconferencia. Con todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Vaughan en una plataforma rápida y de fácil instalación. Por fin llega tu mejor momento del día. Cursos trimestrales por videoconferencia. Haz tu reserva en el 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833. ¿Quieres tener un profesor Vaughan? ¿Quieres tener toda la intensidad de una clase Vaughan? Desde casa te lo ponemos muy fácil. Clases Vaughan a través de videoconferencia. Una de las modalidades cada vez más demandada. Curso de inglés trimestral por videoconferencia. No importa dónde te encuentres. Con las clases a través de videoconferencia tendrás tu clase Vaughan con un ritmo de clase brutal. Nunca te vas a aburrir. Nunca vas a perder la concentración. Pruébalo. Dinamismo e intensidad. Llama al 911-335833. 911-335833. Eso si estás en Madrid, porque en Barcelona puedes llamar al 93-339-8687. 93-339-8687.
Más miedo le da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso, Baugan ha desarrollado sus clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Baugan 100%.
Infórmate en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid 91-133-5833.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher.
Después de nuestros summer camps, no querrán volver a casa. Apúntalos a uno de nuestros campamentos de verano en inglés, sin clases. Este verano, regálales una experiencia inolvidable.